Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, the 5th of March, 2018, and I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States, and I discuss the ramifications of this constantly on my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. My email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. And so without further ado, now on to the synopsis of today's show. Well, CNN knowingly staged a fake scripted interview and deceitfully passed it off to its audience as a real one. And I'm going to use this example to show how perfidious the mainstream media is, not just on the basis of an emotional or politically motivated stance, but deliberately lying to its listeners on all sorts of different subjects. And you need to know about this. I talk about it constantly on my shows, but I'm going to give it a little more time today at the beginning of the show so that you can really bolster your knowledge of the facts. Well, in the panic after the 2008 financial crisis, Congress created the Office of Financial Research, or OFR. The idea behind this was that this group would sound an alarm if the financial system were ever in danger. Well, here we are 10 years later, stocks are 3 times as expensive, debt is far higher too, and the Feds alone have borrowed an additional $10 trillion. Well, if that doesn't merit a warning, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what does. But here we are, no warning. Let's have a look at that and see what we can glean from that situation. Then I'm going to talk about companies which have endured the test of time, with some for many centuries. It's some interesting history, it will point up the difference between long-lasting corporate strategy and the kind of day-by-day seat-of-the-pants attitude of boards these days. So a little talk about that. Then we'll have a quick look at the new Fed chairman, Jerome Powell. All I will say at this point is that he is a dyed-in-the-wool Keynesian, and I'm sure you know what that means. It means the guy is going to push more money in until it comes out of his ears. A little bit more history about the finances of ancient Rome at the end of the 3rd century AD, which, by the way, were in terminal crisis. There are strong parallels to be drawn between the situation then and what we have today. During the election campaign, I mentioned a polling company called Rasmussen, and throughout the campaign, I maintained and still do that Rasmussen is consistently fairer and less biased than the grotesque spawn of the mainstream media such as CNN. And I'm going to talk in a little bit of detail why this is, how it is, and how they differ from other companies. And by the way, they were easily the closest in terms of their prediction of the result of the election. So it wasn't entirely unfounded, my approach. And I will finish up with a small window into what Trump is like as a businessman. We don't hear much anecdotal information about this, but I've got something very interesting which I think you'll enjoy. So I shall give vent to that at the end of the show today. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, and so you have a week of travails ahead of you, and I wish you all the best. Good luck. And I will be back, as always, with another summation of the wake-up call on Friday. Until then, this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye.